Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com with another quick tip for families in intensive care. So everything that I'm talking about here is real world stuff. So everything that I'm talking about is either feedback from clients, is what families in intensive care tell us, because we have created a safe place or a safe space for families in intensive care to really say what they think about intensive care and to really share their frustrations, which is basically when you go to our website at intensivecarehotline.com and families opt into their into our free email newsletter, the Instant Impact Report, or the free video mini series, so that can that families can make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power and influence when they have a loved one in intensive care. We ask them about their biggest frustration and they tell us what they really think about intensive care. Now, one of the frustrations that has been shared recently is from a family is, I find it outrageous that a team of strangers can make decisions about, and she, he or she puts that in quote, best interests of someone they don't know. And, you know, if you have followed my blog for any length of time, I mean, I've been saying this for the longest that, you know, a team of strangers, i.e. the ICU team, makes decisions about what's quote unquote in the best interest for someone they don't know, for someone they've never met, for someone they've that lived a life to this point, you know, and didn't ask anyone what's in their best interest. And now all of a sudden, literally at the drop of a hat, you have a team of strangers, i.e. the ICU team, make decisions about what's quote unquote in their best interest. And, you know, ICUs need, I believe, to start having a look at themselves and see what people are really saying. You know, and I have worked in intensive care myself as a critical care nurse for over 20 years in three different countries. And I have also worked as a nurse unit manager for over 5 years. And I found the same that, you know, after many years having worked in ICU, you know, there's a lot of good things happening in ICU. Don't get me wrong. Most patients leave intensive care alive and most patients survive intensive care. So the odds are definitely in someone's favor. But if you look at the doom and gloom that's and all the negativity that always comes from intensive care teams, it's actually not what's really reflecting reality. Because again, most patients in intensive care survive, and you know, less or about 10% of patients in intensive care do not survive. But that means 90% of intensive care patients do survive. Right. And again, how can someone say that it's quote unquote in the best interest of someone to die? Because that is some of the things that are being said in intensive care, that, you know, your loved one won't have any quality of life in the future. Therefore, it's quote unquote in the best interest for your loved one to die. And, you know, what is quality of life? What is it? You know, quality of life is a subjective measure, not an objective measure. Quality of life is something that people need to decide for themselves. It's not for intensive care teams to decide. What quality of life is acceptable for patients in intensive care going forward? An intensive care team's job is to make sure that treatment and therapy is optimized and maximized so that people have a chance to leave intensive care alive. And that's what we are here for at intensivecarehotline.com, to help families in intensive care achieve that through our consulting and advocacy, making sure that you don't need to deal with this frustration, you know, that a team of strangers is making or is talking about what's quote unquote in the best interest for your loved one. You know, that is up to your loved one if they can speak for themselves, and often they can't speak for themselves in intensive care. So then it's up to you to make that decision, and we can help you with making those decisions by holding intensive care teams accountable, because we understand intensive care inside out, and we know about patient and family rights because you do have them. So anyway, now, and here is how we can help. You know, if you have a loved one in intensive care, go to intensivecarehotline.com, call us on one of the numbers on the top of our website, or simply send us an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com. Also, have a look at our membership for families in intensive care at intensivecaresupport.org. There you have access to me and my team 24 hours a day in a membership area and via email and we answer all questions intensive care related. Also, if you need a medical record review for your loved one in intensive care, go to intensivecarehotline.com as well and contact us. We review medical records in real time for patients in intensive care, and we can give you that critical second opinion. And we also review medical records for patients in intensive care after intensive care. If you have unanswered questions, if you need closure, or if you simply need, if you're simply suspecting medical negligence, we can find all the answers for you there as well. Now, subscribe to my YouTube channel for regular updates for families in intensive care. Click the like button, click the notification bell, share the video with your friends and families, and comment below what you want to see next or what questions and insights you have from this video. Thanks for watching. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll talk to you in a few days. Take care.